Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Hello and welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number two, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. With a Turkey Day no-brainer, new customers can bet just $100 on any Thanksgiving NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I'm Jim Galante. He's Thomas Frank Carr. In quarter number one, T-Frank, we talked about last week's game, Penn State-Rutgers. Let's turn the dial forward. Let's talk about Penn State, Michigan State. Before we get into the X's and O's of the teams, I want to ask you about the attitude of each team coming into this game. We know Penn State's coming off a win senior day, decimated by the flu, still found a way to win that last home game. Will they be prepared to go on the road and face a pretty good Michigan State team? And on the other side, we've got Michigan State, who still, as of last weekend, had everything to play for and just totally got their doors blown off by Ohio State, which in a way kind of ruins their season. Will Mel Tucker be able to have them up for this final game?
So ruins their season, I think, is the important thing to say there, is that that's the perception because of the college football playoff. Truthfully, I have a hard time answering this question definitively because I don't know Mel Tucker or his coaching staff or any of the players over there from a real perspective of what they bring to the table from that side. On the Penn State side, I think Penn State, despite what some of the evidence says, they play hard every single week. That's not the issue that they show up. It's the execution. So even going back to the Illinois game, it wasn't for a lack of effort. It was for a lack of execution. That team could not get out of their own way, especially on the defensive side of the ball. So yeah, there is some evidence that they have a hard time moving on from losses, but it's from a mental focus side, I guess, is what you're asking. I don't see that being an issue for Penn State this week. I think they're going to be reloaded and ready to go to play this team. And, you know, there's rivalry between these two teams. I think it's a game that Penn State and Michigan State get up for. So I guess I don't necessarily see that. And then just from the Michigan State side, it's a new coaching staff. I don't know what their philosophies on things are. So I couldn't really give you a good idea on that side. But I always expect teams to show up and play. That's how I view these things, is that that's their job. That's what they do every week. That's why they're at college. They'll show up and play for the most part.
And I also believe for both teams, this is a good team on the other side of the ball, a challenge for them that they got to think it's a feather in their cap if they could win this game.
Hyper-competitive people don't really take weeks off. Like, it's just about the level of execution that week. But you can't tell me that these athletes and coaches who have spent their whole life competing are going to be like, you know what, here's a week off, I don't really care anymore. Maybe a couple, but for the majority, I think that is a little bit overstated.
I don't believe teams ever go into a game and not try. I think it's only a question of, do they have that extra spark in them? If you've got an undefeated season and you need this win to get you to the playoffs or get you to the championship game, there's an extra push. And the question is, do you have that extra push when it's not there? I do believe for both these teams, they're still bowl positioning. I think for Michigan State, it's a 10th regular season win. For Penn State, 8-4 sure looks a whole lot better than 7-5, and could be the difference between a nicer bowl and a nicer challenge in that situation also. Let's talk about now the teams on the field. My quick brush, here's my understanding of Michigan State. They've got a really good running back who could be a Heisman candidate that Penn State has to worry about on that side of the ball. And when you turn it around with Penn State on offense, looking at Michigan State, for some reason, they just don't have a very good pass defense. That's what I know. Give me the rest of the story, T. Frank.
That's a good starting point. There's a lot of talk about how bad the Michigan State defense is, and I agree with you, and I see it when it comes to the statistics of how much they've given up through the air. But when you watch them on film, there's not like a critical error of, oh, wow, that's really bad. Number 12, the corner, I saw him get toasted a couple times by Garrett Wilson in a situation he shouldn't have, and then again by David Bell. But again, that's David Bell and Garrett Wilson. Those are two of the best receivers in the Big Ten. Can Jahan Dotson do that? He can, specifically, sure. But can the offense execute against what is a pretty standard zone scheme? And I think that's really where the problem for them comes is, they're running really basic coverages. I don't see a lot of complex things that are going to challenge Big Ten quarterbacks, and they face some good ones this year. They do make mistakes, though, in zone coverage. There are coverage busts. The number 12 that I talked about twice in cover three, which is he has deep responsibility, the receiver just got by him, just ran right by him, something that should never happen in that zone, in that coverage. And then the other part is, outside of Jacob Panishuk, they do get pressure, and they do send blitzes, you know, some standard basic blitzes. But outside of him, if they don't get pressure, those zones break down pretty easily. And then it becomes how far and how aggressively can you push the ball down the field, because there aren't great athletes in the underneath coverage for Michigan State. And they run, like I said, a standard cover three. They want to drop a safety into the box. They want to play with three deep defenders, turn up the heat on the quarterback, and make you throw into that underneath coverage where you have four defenders. But if you don't, that's where the breakdowns happen, is they're not great athletically. You know where they're going to be because they spot drop quite a bit. And then it becomes, can you pick them apart? And teams that can, it gives up a lot of yards. And the problem is, against Ohio State, they're giving up a lot of touchdowns in situations they shouldn't, because C.J. Stroud has turned it on since he played Penn State. He's been very good.
It does sound like, though, with the zone defense that the quarterback has to read, for all those clamoring for Christian Vaiu to start this game and play this game, this might be a defense better faced by a veteran like Sean Clifford, who could read the zone better. Just from having the experience.
Yeah, and that's what he's been good at all season. That's what teams haven't been able to do against him. Going all the way back to the Iowa game, where he threw some interceptions when he was trying to be aggressive, but when he was navigating the underneath coverage, he was able to pick apart and throw the ball accurately into those situations. That's my one hesitation to say that Penn State can score on this team, is because they haven't been able to score on anybody this year with those big-time plays against zone coverage specifically. I know what we got last week. And then it becomes, we don't know what Christian Vaiu does against that. I have my reservations from what I saw last week, but if he faces a simple cover three, can he read it and know where to go with the football? He knew how to do it against cover one. He knew how to do against cover two man, like some of the more man-based systems. So it's just an unknown, but I know that Sean Clifford can do that. I know he can navigate a 12-play drive to get a touchdown or a field goal. The question then becomes, what's the upper ability that he has this week from his health and his availability standpoint? And then when they do mix in those kamikaze cover one, because they do play man coverage enough, when they do go that way, can he break the pocket and run, or can he be accurate in those tight windows, which is what he has struggled with this year, is the tight coverage when the receiver doesn't get open. So I'm hesitant to say, and that's why I think it's a 50-50 game, is that I'm not sure he can do all of those things. But when it comes to the bulk of what the Michigan State defense does, he can take advantage of that.
All right, let's flip it around. When Michigan State has the ball and Penn State is on defense, I think many Penn State fans have a little post-traumatic stress disorder going all the way back to the Illinois game. Illinois ran the ball over and over and over again. You know, they had the jumbo package with, it looked like, nine offensive linemen in the game at the same time. Since then, we've been, I believe, just trained to think, all right, Michigan State has a good running game with Kenneth Walker Jr., or the third, I can't even remember which, but it's Kenneth Walker, very good running back. Are we supposed to be really concerned about him, or should we be confident in Penn State's ability to stop big runs?
Both. You should be confident in their ability to, but at any point, the difference between I'll paint this in the way the Michigan game went, that Hassan Haskins was kept in check for the most part by Penn State's front seven, but he's an individually special talent and the offensive line is okay. That's the same situation with this Michigan State offense. Is Kenneth Walker Jr., the difference between him and Hassan Haskins is he can explode and get that big time run and get a lot of yards all at once. Haskins was more of a power player. He could, but not necessarily against the Penn State defense, rip off those big runs. So that's the danger of Kenneth Walker, but Penn State has done a good job in these situations against a really good running back, but an okay offensive line. They have the advantage in the trenches as far as quickness and penetration with Jesse Luketa, Brandon Smith, and Ellis Brooks. So that's the good side. But I think that the thing you have to be aware of, and people I don't know are giving him enough credit, is Peyton Thorne's a good quarterback. In this game, he's going to be the better quarterback. And can he hit enough throws like Cade McNamara did to win them the football game? And that is, to me, he can throw the ball down the field better, more accurate. He has the best NFL potential of the guys that I've seen outside of CJ Stroud so far this year, as a guy who can push the ball down the field, confident in the pocket, super brave, stands in there, never fazed by the rush, delivers the football. So if you allow him to do that too many times, you give him too many chances at that, that can be the deciding factor. So to me, it's more about Jaden Reed and shutting down that part of the game, because I believe Penn State's going to be able to contain Walker. That part I'm pretty confident in. It's just how many chances do you give Peyton Thorne in that passing attack?
With the minute we have left, I'm going to look for a prediction from you, T. Frank. We've got 1 point either way or a pick 'em, so it's a very tight game as far as DraftKings and all the folks in Vegas. How do you see it playing out?
I typically side with the better quarterback because these two teams are pretty even. Penn State, honestly, might be the better overall team with the way their defense plays and some of the improvements we've seen along with the running game over the last couple of weeks, and then the receivers and the holistic amount of talent. But down to that quarterback position, can Sean Clifford take advantage of that bad secondary? I think Peyton Thorne can make more plays against a good one. 27-24, probably the home field advantage there. That's what I'd go with for Michigan State.
So you've got a tight one that conceivably could go either way when we head into the fourth quarter. I think that's no surprise, and no surprise when Penn State has played a decent team, it's been a close game. That is it for quarter number two. Stick around in quarter number three. We're going to ask T. Frank.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, has a Turkey Day no-brainer. New customers can bet just $1 on any Thanksgiving NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.